You know, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now, in studio, folks, for the big last day, in studio is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. It's called a razor.
Oh, yeah.
You use it on your face.
Okay.
You're sending out all the wrong messages with the whiskers, Mr. Burlives.
Did you come on my last day just to give me a hard time? Just to give me a hard time about what's happening?
No, Mark, of course.
All right.
I thought it would be a nice Christian gesture to come into the studio and offer you some support on this trying day.
Well, thanks.
So come here
with you. No, thank you, Lawton. I mean, and you're half Jewish. Don't forget that.
Shalom, Mark.
Okay.
We'll never forget that.
All right.
You know, I know how emotional some people can get crying, singing, making humiliating confessions about dressing up like Karen Hughes, stuff like that. So I figured I would be the calm, rational voice that talks you off the ledge today.
Right.
You know, people have often commented on my zen-like detachment, Mark.
All the time,
frequently.
Obi-Wan. Yes, I
frequently.
Heard that. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I brought you something.
Okay.
I put together highlights of our time here on the program. Chris, you want to fire that up for us, buddy?
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Mark.
God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole, buddy. God's got a speed limit, and you were doing 90, son. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello. Well, God's got a picket sign, and it says, "Save Carrie. I don't want her yet."
Okay.
The Lord giveth. Activist judges, take it away. God's got your underpants, and he's giving you a wedgie.
Okay.
Oh.
Good, good, good. Just admit it, Lawton. You love Clinton. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I was the biggest Star Wars fan in the world.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to break your Nazi bone china.
Bush has evolved into a lame duck monkey, and you know it, Lawton. You know it.
Monkey.
Yeah.
I say, Randy, you're a fine girl.
Oh, boy.
What a
All
good
right.
wife
All right.
would be.
All right. All right. All right. There you go.
God loves you. God loves you, Mark. God loves you. God loves America. God loves you. Deal with it.
Wow, you know, Lawton, you're completely nuts. You understand that, right?
Different strokes, Mark. Different strokes. We're just different. That's all.
I've had that song in my head my entire life, and I can't for the death of me think who sung it.
It's Orleans, Mark.
Oh, that's
it's still the one.
Orleans,
I have that at home on 8-track.
I'm sure you do. So I don't understand. No tears today? Nothing? No, you know, you're not going to squirt any out and gag and choke?
Mark, what for? God's in his heaven. George W. two-terms mandate Bush is in the White House. And you're headed to the land of sunshine and citrus fruit, buddy. What could be wrong?
I guess two of those sound good.
Tell you what, I'll cry tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, I guess. I might
cry. Mark. You all right?
Yeah, I'll be all
right. Now, you take care of yourself, Mark, man. What one piece of advice from Lawton?
What?
Shave. Okay, please. I guarantee you're going to feel better. Don't hide your light under a bushel, Mark. People will like your nice smiling face.
All right. Goodbye, Lawton.
You know, God really does love you, Mark.
Mm.
Deal with it.
I will. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
All right.